So after my quick flip back to the hotel for 10,000 yen, I decided that I was going to go up to Kiyomizu-dera. This was somewhere I really wanted to see because it was it's one of the big, you know, tourist attraction-y temples. And it was actually quite easy to get to. Again, I hopped on the bus, used my little bus pass. Basically each trip on the bus was 220 yen, and I paid 500 yen for this bus pass. So by nipping back to the hotel and getting a bus there, I kind of basically covered the cost, which pleased me. Plus, it justified my taxi at the end of the day, but more on that later. So basically, you get to Kiyomizu-dera, you don't actually start there, you start at the bottom of the hill. And this is not a small hill, this is a big, steep hill. It takes about maybe 20-30 minutes to walk up completely up the hill. For me, it was more like sort of, you know, 40, because I ambled quietly. You got the hill, you followed the tourist again, and essentially it's a bunch of school children going up this hill. There were dozens of them, little school children in little hats with little bags, and there were, you know, full-on sailor suit wearing teenagers hurtling up this hill. The entire sort of Omotesando streetish type thing was all places selling green tea and drink and large amounts of green tea, actually. That seemed to be the staple, along with fans and other sort of souvenir-y stuff. I had an ice cream, which is very nice. Waffle cone, nice vanilla, yum. So you just keep walking up this blinking hill, and you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you keep walking, and just to the point you sort of think you're about to die, it levels off a bit, and you keep walking. So at the right at the top is, of course, the temple, and you go in, and there's a massive, I won't say gate, because it's not a torii, but it's not like a, you know, it's not like the Daimon Gate at Asakusa or some of the other temples I've been to. It's more like a, I don't know, there's a pagoda, and it's more like a gate. It strikes me more Chinese than Japanese. You go through, and the first thing that sort of comes up to you is, of course, the Meguri Tainai. I think I've got around the right way, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. But in the temple, you pay your sort of 600 yen, and actually, it's a lie, it was probably about 300. You pay your admission fee, you go in. You basically do a loop. So you start off by going into the temple itself, do your abstinence, you know, get your fortunes, all that stuff. Then you walk around. You have the option of going into Jishu Jinja, which is the famous love shrine. And I actually did go in, and I went and I did the stones. You walk from one stone to the other stone, and if you can do it blindfolded, well, with your eyes closed rather, you're supposed to be able to be very, very lucky in love. I think the sight saver might have been cheating a little bit, but I was actually able to do it with my eyes shut, and I actually held them above them just to kind of emphasise the point. And I walked from one to the other. I was very pleased. You come back out of the shrine, because it's very small. You come back down the steps, and then you walk around. There is... Well, there's sort of viewing platforms as well, which you look out at the city and it's very pretty, and you can see all Tokyo, you can see the Kyoto Tower. Then you keep walking around, and eventually it comes to the point where there are these three fountains. They sort of spew out of this large one fountain, and each one is supposed to be... they're supposed to give you an attribute. Sort of wealth, longevity, and wisdom, I think it is. And some people say you're meant to drink all three, and others say you're only meant to drink two because three is greedy. And you queue up for about 20 minutes, and you can either buy a little cup for 200 yen to drink the water, or you can use these big silver metallic tasting paddles. You sort of stick them out, catch the water, drink from each one with your hand rather than the other one, rather than the actual sort of, you know, cup thing, and you know, then move on. So that was quite good. And sort of just walk around, and you come back out the entrance. And yeah, the next one, next bit will be the important one about Meguri Tainai Meguri. Is it Meguri Tainai or Tainai Meguri? I can never remember. So it's going to be sort of tricky. Anyway, recommend Kiyomizu-dera, but for the love of God, get a taxi on the way back down, or even on the way up, because it's a very long walk.